said, without faith, it's impossible to please me.
That's right.
Amen. Uh-huh. Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
That's right.
So you can be having a bad experience, and God still not move.
Uh-oh, come on.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You can say, as people say, the worst day of my life, and God still not move.
Well.
Amen. Because you're not connected. Amen. Amen. Psalms 27. Psalms 27, verse 4. Mm-hmm. Psalms 27, verse 4 says, I have asked one thing from the Lord. Uh-huh. It is what I desire. To dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Uh-huh.
Gazing on the beauty of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And seeking him in his temple.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless your word. Bless the people of God.
Yes.
Let them hear your word and apply it in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Subject, the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord brings what? Full joy.
Yes.
Forevermore.
That's right.
And you got to be a person that's intentional about staying in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
An intentional person, an intentional worshiper, an intentional believer.
That's right.
Amen. It's got to be intentional. Tell somebody, say intention.
Intention.
It's got to be intentional.
Intention.
That means that it points you in the right direction.
That's right.
You're moving in the right direction.
That's right.
You won't be detour off of the path.
That's right.
The presence of the Lord.
Glory,
David was a man who desired to be in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Most of the time, you'll see the society that we live in, it desires so many different things.
Right.
So many different people.
Yeah.
To be in so many different places.
Mm-hmm.
To pose as being something that they are not.
Mm-hmm.
While they forget the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't only see it in the secular community. We see it in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Have a picture of deliverance.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. Amen. But the details thereof don't exist.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-oh.
A glamorous shot of what should be, but the location is totally different.
Come on now.
Amen. David was a worshiper when the situation, the atmosphere, his present condition didn't look like where God was going to take him.
Amen.
Amen. And you got to learn how to be in God's presence even if you're not in a blossoming season.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not even in a season that says that it don't even prophesy that you're going to be the king.
Come on now.
You don't even look like a king. You don't even smell like a king.
Man.
You don't even walk like a king. But you're praising the king.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to tell you, it don't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
It matters who you're praising.
Yeah.
It matters your intention.
Yes.
That song said, it's intentional.
Yes.
Never failing.
Yes.
I don't have to worry because he's working for me.
Yeah.
And as long as you're staying in his presence,
uh-huh,
he'll work for you.
Yeah.
He'll provide for you. He'll guide you.
Yeah.
He'll satisfy you.
Yeah.
He'll move on your behalf.
Yeah.
Make ways out of no way.
Yeah.
You couldn't even figure out a way. But he made a way.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
His presence.
Thank you. Yeah.
His presence.
Yeah.
His presence. His presence is so vital. Amen. That some mornings when you don't even know your next move. Amen. How to respond to your next situation right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Seem like you're dry.
Yes.
Amen. And his presence, amen, moves past your windshield.
Jesus.
Amen. Through the vents of your car.
Jesus.
Huh? Amen. And it just engulfs that atmosphere.
Jesus.
Amen. You start thinking about the Lord.
Yes.
And his goodness. Mm-hmm. Not so much what he can only do for you,
come on,
but because his presence makes it good. His presence makes you free.
Amen.
His presence lightens the load.
Lord.
And you begin to see things a little bit better.
Yes.
A little bit different with the outcome. Yes. The outcome didn't look so favorable yesterday.
Come on.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Come
and some people say over in the midnight hour.
Yeah.
But I learned it don't come like that even in the midnight hour.
Amen.
It might come at noonday. And you might have to be strong enough to make it past 12 midnight
yeah,
to 12 noon.
Yeah.
And however he work it out.
Keep waiting on.
And he brings that answer to.
Mm-hmm.
He brings it through, and he brings it through in a way that you can't even explain.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Bills are due.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. That's why you can't sit there and neglect his presence.
Come on. Amen.
You can't try to get his presence on the spot.
Come on now.
Uh-huh. Huh?
That's right.
You had a you God let you live all these 6 days. Amen.
Amen.
And you was numb all 6 days. And now you're trying to jump on a high because you come to church.
Yeah.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said.
Say it good.
Amen. That's called abuse.
Say it good.
Amen. If you was married to somebody, you didn't pay no more attention, didn't look at them, didn't say nothing to them all week, and all of a sudden you try to be a good husband or a good wife.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Only time you want them is when you need something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Huh?
That's it.
Huh? Want some booty but won't pay no bills.
Uh-oh. My Lord.
We got to.
Yep, you're right. That's abuse.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Want somebody to help you, but you won't get up and help them.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
So many things undone around you, and you won't get involved.
Say so.
Amen.
Say so.
And we do God the same way.
Come on.
Amen.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
I'm waiting to hear on such and such. Get their views on social media. I'm feeling this way, so I'm trying to see what I can come up with. Amen. But when the going gets tough,
come on.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
You want prayer.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You want an instant miracle.
Come on.
An instant answer.
Uh-huh.
A strategy to get out of something.
Come on.
But
all week.
Well, you could have been in his presence.
Come on.
And it didn't take till you get to Sunday. You could have been, if you would have been in his presence Monday. Amen. The answer could have been between Sunday and Monday.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. It's in his presence.
Yes.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
I said it's in his presence.
Yes.
It's what you desire.
Yes.
Amen. He said he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Amen. But you can only he can only give that to you if you're in his presence.
Amen.
Amen. If you in his presence, it's so amazing that I think on one hand, but I know where I should stay. Amen.
Amen.
I always think, so what would I do if I didn't know God? How would I go through life?
Wow.
How could I go through situation after situation after situation?
Mm.
How would I be thinking mentally?
Mm.
Amen. Would I have my mind?
Mm.
Huh? Because some people take chances.
Yeah, they do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I heard a pastor say this years ago. She said, I didn't want to go back to that world.
That's right.
I didn't want to go back sin.
That's
she
right.
said, because I feared that I wouldn't make it back to him.
That's right.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
But when you're in this presence, you know it's nothing else good
That's right.
out there.
That's
nothing
right.
else good out there. beset him. Huh? That song said, I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater than him. But I'm going to let you know, you don't got to search. You already here.
Amen.
Amen. Huh? Heard one say, I had a good husband, but I messed up. I thought I was better on the other side. That grass is not green on the other side. Amen. And you think it is because the hill doesn't show what's on the other side. So your grass may be some green right there, and you think it's going to flow to the other side, but it's not. Amen. And the reason that your side is more green because it's being worked. Amen. Because you can be in a neighborhood with neighbors, and you can have some vacant houses in there. And the difference between your house and that vacant house is your house is being worked, and that vacant house is sick. Amen. What did the Bible say? Jesus talking about demons. Huh? When a demon is cast out of a person.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Huh? That house is swept and clean. Amen. That demon goes out in dry places. Amen. It goes hovering around. But then it comes back and it sees if that house is not occupied. Amen. Break it down to you. You came to church, got delivered. Amen. Got your breakthrough.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Got delivered from whatever it was going on in your life. Whether it was a spirit or situation.
Yes, sir.
Now the house is clean.
Clean.
You're on a clean slate.
Yeah.
Amen. But because you haven't really stayed in this presence, amen, that situation is going around trying to get somebody else. But if it don't get somebody else, it's going to come back from where it left.
That's right.
It's going to come back where it was cast out.
Come on.
Amen. And when it comes back and it don't see that you've done nothing with your deliverance.
Come on.
It done, you done nothing with your favor.
Come on.
You done nothing with your talent.
Amen.
That demon going to bring seven more worse than themselves.
That's right.
And he going to hold you down harder than the first. You thought you had a time the first time you got delivered. This time is going to be extra hard to you for you to get delivered this time.
Come on, sir.
Amen. No different from the slaves that used to be in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be in slavery. They'd be running away, trying to get away from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We get to somewhat close to freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't quite there. Fell asleep because they were so tired.
Amen.
Wake up and they hear the dogs on their trail.
Mm.
But it's not one dog.
Yeah.
It's several hound dogs with a lot of men on horses trying to get that slave back.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And some historians said that they would even take that slave after they captured him, her, and they would cut off a limb. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you did run away. You better keep running and not look back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Huh? Because the enemy wants to
cut off.
Sever.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Say that.
Cut off some of your strength.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen. You ran away a whole slave. But if he get captive over you, you're going to come back a injured slave.
Mm-hmm.
A slave without limb.
Mm-hmm.
To make it harder for you to run away the next time.
That's right.
And that's what the enemy wants to do.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you can't give up your deliverance.
Come on.
You can't give up your relationship.
Come on.
You can't give up who you know.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Because it's his presence.
Presence.
If you in his presence, nothing can overtake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if God be before you,
who can?
So if God be before you, he's more than the world against you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And some of us in here that had our own miracles.
Come on.
Huh? Our own experience. And you can't deny the fact it was his presence
That's right.
That went in that hospital room.
That's
through here. His presence that came in your room at night in your house. His presence that dried your tears. His presence. In John chapter 4. Amen. It talks about the woman who was at the well. Amen. She had an encounter with some with the presence.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Encounter with the presence.
Yeah.
The Bible says it was noontime.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus sent the disciples away to go get some groceries.
Yeah.
Huh? In our day, he told them to go to Walmart. Huh? Go get some, you'll get me some barbecue chips. Huh? Amen. Uh-huh. With me, I said, give me some vanilla bean ice cream. Don't let it melt on the way back. Jesus was sitting at the well. The Bible says that he was a little tired from the journey.
Okay.
Amen. That lets you know that Jesus did not cheat because he came from the divine.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He took on the flesh and he felt everything that you would have felt.
Yeah.
On a high tide, sunny day.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says that he was tired and he sat down at the well. Amen. This is a Samaritan woman who came out. Amen. And he asked her to give him something to drink. This Samaritan woman knew the classes then, that Jews didn't fool with the Samaritans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Samaritans didn't fool with the Jews.
That's right.
Amen. But that well was Jacob's well.
Yeah.
Amen. It was going to be prophesied that Jesus was going to come to that place, that very place.
Mm-hmm.
It was preserved for that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That race wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Yes,
that
sir.
Class wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
That no matter what kind of sin you was in, didn't make a difference.
That's right.
That deliverance was going to happen in that place.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the woman said, well, are you asking a Samaritan to give a Jew something to drink? Said, you don't even have anything to draw your water. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said, this water that you draw from, you're going to have to thirst again.
Uh-huh.
But the water that I got,
come on,
you'll never thirst again.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Jesus told the woman, said, go get your husband.
Uh-huh.
See, you don't got to get in people's business.
That's right.
Amen. If you say the right thing, they'll tell you they business. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus didn't inquire. No, he said, go get your husband. Amen. Huh? And the woman said, that's not my husband. He said, yeah, the last five you had that was your husband. Now, he's not your husband yet.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Amen. What did this story tell us? Amen. We talk about Jesus and the woman. Well, I want to talk about the woman and her situation.
Mm-hmm.
Having to be in the presence of people who do not care about. Wanting to find love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why, ladies, you can't depend on no man to keep you satisfied.
Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
You need to go to school, build a career, have your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's so many women on the job have to have a man so they can help them pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going through one, another, and another, and another.
Mm-hmm.
You're just prostituting yourself.
Oh,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
For assistance.
Amen.
I'm like, you can go downtown and get it for free.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, right.
Stand in line for a couple hours. You don't got to deal with no headache coming in your house. Telling you to cook for something that ain't sold out to you.
Come on. Come on.
Riding in the passenger seat of your car, lean back. Lean back. You know y'all from the 90s, y'all know it's on lean back.
Uh-huh.
And you got to get out with your pregnant self.
Come on.
And pump that gas.
Come on, son.
Worry about your tire being flat. He is inside the car. You at the outside the car waiting on somebody to come help you change the tire.
Come on, son.
Under the burden of a presence that's not for you.
Come on, son.
you to prosper.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And knowing the conflict in that community with Jews and Samaritans, if he was a real man, he would have came outside with his woman.
Amen.
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 I ain't let nobody get my woman. I ain't let nobody have, she ain't gonna have no issues with nobody as long as I'm here.
That's right.
If you in the right presence.
Yeah.
Amen. The right presence will protect you. You don't have to toil in the right presence.
Well.
Amen. You don't got to do all the work in the right presence.
Well.
Amen.
Man after man after man.
Yeah.
Hmm? But that old saying, old folks say, you don't got to buy the cow, you're getting the free milk.
That's right.
Huh? And if you're in the presence of somebody who's using you,
uh-huh.
Amen, and not blessing you,
amen.
Huh?
Come on.
It's not a give and take.
Right.
You might need to get out of that presence.
Amen.
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 Amen. Huh? The woman confided into Jesus, and Jesus gave an answer.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Touched her so greatly that the woman, she had to drop off every way.
Mm. Come on now.
Oh, we say in y'all's terms, lay aside every way.
Uh-huh.
That can so easily beset you.
That's right.
Amen. She laid aside the weight. Yes. And I bet she went in there and said, you got to get your clothes on and get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's right.
Because he changed her mind. Change her belief system.
Yes,
change her focus.
Yes,
change her worth.
Yes,
validated her.
Yes.
Let her know she's more than what you've been living with.
Yes.
More than you experienced.
Yes.
Walk it like I talk.
Come on.
Yes.
That's right.
From that day on, she was walking like she was talking.
Yes,
she said, come see a man. That told me everything that ever happened in my life. She was able to tell about Jesus because she was in his presence.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his presence.
People can't say they don't know about Jesus.
That's right.
Only way they can't know about him is because they refuse to be in his presence.
Yes, sir.
Because you can't be in his presence and live the same.
Come on, sir.
Even if she would have refused to take what Jesus said to her, she would have to live the rest of her days running from what he said.
That's right.
Every time she wake up in the morning, every time she go to bed at night, those words would be chasing her.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm glad you came to church.
Yeah.
Because I want the word to chase you.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it won't have to chase you if you're in his presence.
Come on.
Because criminals run.
Uh-oh.
You hear what I said?
Yes.
I said criminals run.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says he chases who he loves.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And if the word is bothering you,
yes,
that's because you on the run.
Come on.
But I want to let you know he's right behind you. And sooner or later, he's going to get you and bring you back to him. Because he loves who he's running after. Because you his. And the devil can't have you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what your kids are doing. I don't care where they are. I don't care where your brothers and sisters and third and fifth cousins. If the word is in them.
Come on.
They will be apprehended.
Yes, yes.
They will be brought in.
Yes.
Shackles will be broken.
Yes.
Yokes will be destroyed.
Yes.
Because of his presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
And everywhere they walk on this earth.
Yes.
Amen.
We ask God to prophesy.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the blood speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And arrest them where they are.
Yeah.
The club won't be satisfiable enough. The drugs won't be satisfiable enough. Those friends they hanging with won't please them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even the identity that they say they this and they that, they have to come back to what God made them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because the answer is in the blood. It ain't in your mind. It's not in your feelings. It's in the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His presence.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you know when his presence comes in the room. You couldn't even move as fast.
Come on.
Huh? You wasn't even spontaneous enough. Hallelujah. His presence will fall on you. You in a business meeting and your intelligence will come up.
Come on.
You know you ain't that smart.
That's right.
You know you ain't that intellectual.
Yeah.
But because his presence fell on you in the moment that a decree had to go forth.
That's right.
An idea had to come up.
Yes.
A strategy had to come around the table.
Come on.
An answer had to be there today. Because the deadline was tomorrow.
Yay.
It was because his presence. You pray for him to be in the surgery room. They put you under.
Come on.
Hallelujah. It was no saints there. Amen. It wasn't just all those physicians in the room that kept you safe. It was his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's been people that went to sleep fine and never woke up. Amen. And you went to sleep sick and he woke you up.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I remember that myself. I thought I had the flu.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
I thought I had the flu. I thought I was invincible.
Amen.
Amen. That 2018 come, I thought I had the flu, but I had my blood vessel started bleeding. It was bleeding in my spleen and my lung. Mm-hmm. Blood clots. Mm-hmm. Amen. I was thinking if I just get 24 hours and pass, I was thinking like that, but I didn't know how serious it was. Mm-hmm. Amen. That doctor said, Mr. Brown, he said, if you would have stayed home another 24 hours, you would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I went to sleep two nights before I got to the hospital.
Amen.
His presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
I'm good. Amen.
Amen.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm in the gym.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. When you sweat, you lose weight.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, God. You can't be scared to praise him because your hair ain't going to stay straight if you
Come
sweat
on.
A little bit.
Amen.
Amen. I got a robe on. I'm willing to sweat so I can stay in this press.
Amen.
You ought to be willing to put some sweat equity involved in getting in this press.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, God, my prayer is I don't have to have nobody work hard to get me in your press.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hmm?
Glory.
Amen.
That's right.
I find something every day to try to get me in his presence.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Even those bees we had to swat down this morning in Sunday school, I said, Lord, thank you for the honey.
Yeah.
Come on here.
That's right.
I'm glad I can see some bees. Because for some years, I didn't see hardly no bees. I said, where do bees go?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
His presence is in every living thing.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, the earth is the Lord's.
Yes. Yes.
He said, the earth is.
Yes.
Amen. And you can't tell me that you can't feel his presence.
Come on.
It's that you refuse to feel it.
Uh-oh.
Amen. And if you refuse to feel his presence, you refuse to live.
Amen.
Amen. You refuse to live. So many people think that you're talking about now. I'm talking about later.
Mm-hmm.
life more abundantly. You can experience some of that down here now.
Yeah.
But you ain't, you yet to experience what he's really talking about.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh,
amen. Amen. Your real home is not down here.
That's right.
Amen. He said, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yes.
So you had a home somewhere other than the earth.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll let you know, if you don't get in your house, you don't start sending up that timber like the old folks say.
Mm-hmm.
Send it up praise.
Yes.
Send it up worship.
Yes.
Live it right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Your house going to be up for sale. Amen. Because somebody else need a house.
Wow. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't want your house, it'll be so.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't pay the mortgage on your house.
Uh-oh.
Don't pay the taxes on your house.
Yeah.
Talk about that's my house. We're going to find out. We're going to find out up in this place. Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? And you don't think you need to be in this presence. You think everything about what God has for you is going to be preserved. That's my blessing. Amen. That's mine. Amen. He told the children of Israel, he said, if you are obedient, would I not bless you? Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
He even told Cain the same thing after he was jealous of Abel's blessing.
That's right.
He said, Cain, if you do just like your brother Abel, if you give me the best, will I not bless you like I bless him?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And some people think that they could come with a cheap blessing, a cheap sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
and want God to give them premium.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Unleaded right now is $3.37.
Mm-hmm.
That's for unleaded.
Yeah.
But if you know like I know, my car takes premium.
Mm-hmm.
If you put anything else in there, you'll find out.
Yeah.
You act like it need a tune-up.
Yeah.
That old car is a 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep it because it's the best one I ever had.
Amen.
And it was made in Japan.
Yeah.
That's why I still got my car.
Amen.
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 But I got to put premium in that thing. I've been putting premium in it since I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you put unleaded in that car, it'll huh? But in order for me to put premium in, I gotta pay another price.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And we want something from God, but we want to pay unleaded.
That's right. That's right.
When God said this blessing gonna take a premium price.
Come on, come on.
A premium sacrifice.
Come on.
Amen. A premium adjustment. Amen. You're going to have to adjust to a whole nother level. You're going to have to adjust from that price to this price.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In this presence. Sometimes those adjustments come at some times where you just don't want to. Amen.
Amen.
Your attitude ain't aimed toward thinking about God. I ain't want to hear that. Amen. Talk to me.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You know, sometimes attitudes can be nasty.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Some people got outward attitudes, some people got secret ones.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we got.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
I got to deal with a lot of outward ones at work. When you're a union rep, you got to deal with how people act up, how they had to solve. Break up two fights last week.
Amen.
And I said, look at him. I was going to say, like Pastor McDonald said one day at the retreat, he'd be telling another pastor, look at him. I was going to do that to him and never going to get fired, but I had to hear it break that up. Because in my head, I said, look at him. That's the less I got to deal with. But I was trying to talk some sense into them brothers. Amen. I said, because your ego in the way.
Really?
Amen. I said, and you love trash so much, you'll let trash bring you information.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's what I told him. messy people that you working around bringing you information that's not true, and you react off of it, and you get fired, and then when you sober out there, you come to your senses and say, I shouldn't have done it.
Amen.
I said, that's how the devil works.
Amen.
I said, you stop listening to trash.
Yeah.
I said, that person didn't come to your face and tell you directly, it's not true.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I said, we on the precipice of having a better contract. A better pay raise.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're going to let the devil cheat you out of that.
That's right.
Because of what somebody told you that person said.
Amen.
Amen. I told you, stay away from these jokers in here anyway. Amen. There ain't nothing but a bunch of zombies in there trying to bite somebody. They could turn you into a zombie.
Amen.
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 You better stay out of the wrong presence or you'll get bit.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You should be faster than the enemy.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
But you let something that drag his foot run you down.
Amen.
Like this. And the Bible said he got you in heavenly places.
Yeah.
That's right. See it.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you let something worthless track you down.
That's right.
Amen.
And the Bible, you know, the Bible said that he made us a little lower than the angels. But in Hebrew, that really means a little lower than Elohim.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That means that even we are above the angels.
That's right.
We're made a little lower than Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So a lot of things that could be going on in your favor, you're not calling them to operate. Because you ain't in this presence. Because you can't be in this presence and not know information. Amen.
Amen.
The reason that you ain't ahead because you ain't in the right presence.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Amen.
Preach.
Well, huh? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you stay in the presence of some people that ain't got no good sense, that's all you know.
Amen.
People they can't do nothing for you, and you just hanging around them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's getting bad. I know it's all. Look who you hanging around. Amen. Always doom and gloom every time.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you hanging around? You in the wrong presence.
Yes.
Come on here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But the presence of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. David said, I want your presence so much. I know I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You stand to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I know I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, you can take everything I got. Amen.
Amen.
You can take these gold rings, these necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
You can take those horses, those carriages. You can even take all those women I got.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You can have anything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't take your presence.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Take your
presence. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Don't take your presence from.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That's a part of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know me without you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
I don't know me without you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that, the fact that you know Jesus lets you know how wrong you are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, if you're not in his presence, you ain't gonna know how wrong you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That means that when you get in a fix, you ain't gonna know how to get out.
Come on.
Yes.
Because you're not under good counsel.
Yes,
come
on.
Amen.
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 The Bible even tells us not to be under the counsel of the ungodly.
Come on. Come on.
That's right.
And if you're listening to ungodly people, you're in the wrong counsel.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care what they say, that's my friend since we was kids. It might be, but it might be your demon.
That's right.
Oh. Amen.
Amen. Because if they ain't getting no better, you ain't either.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
That hurt your feelings, then you know. You're in the right company. It should hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God that you're still alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Huh?
Yeah.
So we need to make sure we stay fixed so we can stay in His presence.
Yeah.
Your intention should be in His presence.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we thank You, Lord God, for Your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We thank You, Lord God, for Your word, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You.
Your word is intentional, Lord God, for the believer.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God. That we will be, Lord God, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that Your presence, Lord God, stays with Your people.
Yes.
Help us to be obedient, Lord God, not to walk in the ways of the ungodly,
yes,
but in righteousness and truth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, that every day we wake up, Lord God, that we feel Your presence, Lord God.
Yes.
That we can sense You,
yes,
in some kind of way. Lord God, we thank You, Lord God, for keeping Your hand upon Your people.
Yes,
thank You.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, even in the right season and the wrong seasons that we chose to live in.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank You.
We don't even deserve to even feel You.
Yes.
But You left the woman with the issue of blood. She went everywhere else. Spent all that she had. Lord, we've done that. We didn't have the health conditions that you had, but we done that in a spiritual place, in a mental place, in an emotional place. Lord God, thank You for being in the right location for us to touch You. Hallelujah, Lord. And when we was able to, Lord God, to touch You, Lord God, our lives would never have never been the same. Lord God, we ask You, Lord God, we got family members. We got co-workers and friends at school, Lord God. People in the community, Lord God, that need to touch You. And they know a man from Galilee. They heard about You. Somewhere in their life, they heard about You. Let the word come back to their senses. Come back to their mind and their spirit, Lord God. So they can start searching for You. Start sifting through things, sifting through crowds.
Yeah.
To stretch towards You, Lord. Hallelujah, God. To desire a touch. Lord God, we ask You to touch them right now, Lord. Hallelujah, God. If they're in the White House, hallelujah, God. Or if they're in the crack house, desire and a touch.
Yeah.
There's no difference between the two.
Yeah.
The only thing they have in common, Lord God, is that they don't have Your touch.
Yeah.
They both need a touch.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. Let them desire You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Seek You, Lord.
Yes.
While You can be found. Lord God, we thank You, Lord God, for keeping Your hand mightily upon Your people.
Yes,
we ask, Lord God, that the blood covers, Lord God,
yes,
every household here.
Yes.
Lord God, every entranceway.
Yes.
Every exit, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That they're coming and they're going will be blessed.
Yes, Lord. Thank You.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When they show up, Lord God, at the work, school, home, community activities, Lord God.
Thank You.
That Your presence come.
Yes.
And that people see a difference. Feel a difference. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Let their encounters not be the same.
Yes.
Thank You.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank You, Jesus.
We ask You, Lord God, to bless our children, Lord.
Yes.
Lord God, so many challenges and temptations.
Yes.
Lord God. So many ways the enemy is trying to manipulate to get in their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, every doorway,
yes,
every access, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord God, that Your blood be against it in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
And every plan of the enemy is canceled.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, we thank You, Lord God, that they know You. They know how to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Can't remember one. Maybe can't even remember a song that they used to sing. Lord God, let me call on your name. Hallelujah, God. That demons are tripping. That trouble back up off of them. Worry and stress and depression. Peer pressure. Worry, Lord God, about this or what my next step is. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for satisfying them. Being that great deliverer, Lord. Let the parents, Lord God, be strong. Be strengthened, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Sometimes we get tired. Lord God, but said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord God, let us remember to praise you, Lord God, when things get a little bit droughtful, Lord God. Tiring, Lord God. When the enemy try to put drowsiness on us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for a second week. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus, another touch, Lord. Even David was anointed more than one time. Lord God, we need your anointing again. Anoint us again, Lord. Anoint us afresh. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We ask these things in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.